Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out SaveSiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show.
Let's do it.
Today, we are going to be discussing You Need Training.
You need it.
Hit him with the concept, Chloe.
Yes. Okay. So this came to us. We were just sitting around talking about singers and how some singers need more training than others. Then the idea came to me. Everybody needs training.
Everybody needs
athletes
training.
Don't just go and play the Super Bowl. They have athletic trainers. They have yoga trainers. They have personal trainers. They have people that come in and do those ice bath things. You don't just win championships because you show up. It takes training.
They not only practice every day as a team, but they are also doing their own workouts on their own outside of practicing.
Tell them.
So not only do you have to practice, train, you have to do your own personal
training. You got to do your own
training.
Own stuff. Singers. Like, Demi Lovato doesn't just go out there and sing. Yes, she was given that God-given ability and that talent. You best believe she got a vocal trainer. Adele,
yes.
I guarantee you she has a vocal trainer. You can't, like, you need somebody to help you be your best self. You can't just go and sing the national anthem. You practiced. You've had people come in. You have that down you with science, and you go out there, and you pray, and then you execute. But you don't just, oh, I'm just going to go sing the national anthem, no practice. I sing the national anthem for what? A minor, not even a minor league. Some game in, it was actually 4th of July.
I think it was a minor, it was a minor league game.
It was a minor league game. I practiced with my vocal coach weeks before I sang that. I didn't just go out there and do it. I mean, some things you can Nike your way through, but some things you need to really train for.
What we are talking about today is the absolute necessity for preparation and training.
Preparation, that is the word. That's the word.
And we live in such a beautiful time, you don't even have to hire someone. Hit up YouTube University for free, okay?
True.
There are so many resources you to absolutely be prepared for anything that you want to take on in life.
Exactly. Just like y'all are out here practicing for your TikTok savage dance, you need to practice for life.
You need to practice.
You need to train. I see y'all out there. I saw my neighbors out there practicing before they did a TikTok. I'm like, y'all need to be doing that for life?
It was hilarious.
I'm a savage. Classic. I still can't do that dance. I haven't tried, so I'm sure if I tried, I could do it. But again, I would need training. I wouldn't just go on TikTok and post it.
There would be a lot of practice takes.
Because I'm not looking crazy. All
and
right.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Nothing. You need training. Everybody does. Cooks. They don't just open up a restaurant. Maybe some do, but I'm sure they
no,
go under.
No, none do. They go over years of training, getting their recipes right.
In Italy, they go abroad. They practice under chefs.
Exactly.
And then they do what they do. And then they perfect it and make it their own. But guys, we came on here today to say you need training. And if you think you don't need training, you need the
you
most
need.
Out of anybody. No offense, but offense. No shade, but shade. Like, everybody does it. The creme de la creme. Get training.
You better preach it.
You see what you gotta do.
And then also, just a shout out to all the mothers out there. We are recording this on Mother's Day. Just wanted to give a huge shout out to every
Happy
mother.
Mother's Day.
Every mother that hasn't prepared to be a mother, we're shouting you out. Every mother that
prepared hard
to be a mother,
tried hard, that needed all the
we're giving you a
help.
Shout out.
We appreciate you to the adoptive mothers
and to all the people that have been a mother to a motherless child.
Yes.
We love you.
Ahmaud Aubrey's mother, we love you.
You better
that
preach it.
That was crazy
it.
When we heard about your son. Oh, God bless you. Jesus.
Better preach it.
Happy Mother's Day to you, especially.
Mwah.
If you've lost a child, yes.
All right, party people, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he worked. Oh, she in the city. It's not a.
Whoa.
most of you have heard that we are now living in essentially a Jumanji board game. And this month, what we have are murder hornets spotted in the U.S. for the first time. They are gigantic Asian hornets are essentially killing people.
Are you serious? Are these Tracker Jackers? Are we in the Hunger Games?
Oh, we are!
Have they released the Tracker Jackers?
Oh my gosh, we're in the Hunger Games. Dude, guys, what is it? It's something every month now. When I read this, I said, are you serious?
That's crazy.
Sounds like a Netflix documentary. Like, this sounds like it should be a six-series docu-series on murder hornets, and it's actually our reality right now in the United States. And now every time I see a bee, I'm freaking out, because I'm like, is that a murder hornet? And then I'm like, oh no, it's just a bumblebee.
Wow.
But I don't know. What do they look? I don't know. How big is big? Because I think the yellow jackets are pretty friggin' big.
I know.
So I can't imagine how big these suckers look.
Gotta start doing some head and eye coordination. Gotta be ready to smack, smack, smack. Smack some Tracker Jackers.
Yo, they say they're more than 2 inches long.
I'm not about to get stung, that's for sure.
At more than 2 inches long, they're the world's largest hornets with a sting that can kill humans if stung multiple times. Yo, they are Tracker Jackers.
That sounds pagan. That sounds pagan.
That sounds... Let's get on our knees right now and pray to the Lord. That's what that sounds like.
That is some pagan stuff.
Oh my gosh, guys.
All right, party people. Do not forget to subscribe.
Share
the podcast with a friend.
Share it.
Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment.
Leave it.
Check out SaveSiblings.com for more. And
follow
us on Instagram at SaveSiblings.
Follow us.
And don't forget to read your Bible.